From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Ace Magashule, the Secretary General of South Africa's ruling party, says he does not know how the scandal-tainted President Jacob Zuma will respond to the party's declaration that he must leave office.
So when we recall our deployee, we expect our deployee to do what the organization expects him to do. So I don't know what will happen, but let's leave it to President Jacob Zuma.
Magashule says the African National Congress is looking forward to an amicable solution, that it is obvious that the party wants Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa to succeed Zuma. If Zuma refuses his party's instruction, the matter could go to Parliament for a vote on a motion of no confidence. The Israeli military judge overseeing the trial of a Palestinian teenager, Aid Tamimi, has ordered all proceedings to take place behind closed doors. Tamimi's lawyers has objected.
If the minor and her parents want the court to be in open doors, then that's what's best for her. And the court, in this case, is not shouldn't decide what is best for her.
The 17-year-old girl is on trial for slapping a pair of Israeli soldiers outside her West Bank home. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson warned Tuesday of the need to remain focused on the enduring defeat of the Islamic State group.
ISIS's so-called caliphate in Iraq and Syria has crumbled, but ISIS remains a very determined enemy and is not yet defeated.
Tillerson spoke at a conference in Kuwait for members of the coalition the United States set up in late 2014 with a multi-pronged strategy for countering the Islamic State group. This is VOA News. The chairman of South Korea's Lotte Group was sentenced Tuesday to 2.5 years in prison for bribery in a wide-ranging corruption scandal that brought down the country's president. Luis Ramirez has more.
The Seoul Central District Court said Lotte conglomerate chief Shin Dong-bin offered $6.5 million in bribery to the former president to curry favors, such as to win a license to open a duty-free shop and to strengthen his control over the business group. The sentencing sends another shockwave to the local business community that was relieved to see Samsung heir Lee Jae-yung released from prison last week on a suspended sentence in the same scandal. President Park Geun-hye's former confidant, Choi Soon-sil, was also sentenced to 20 years in prison. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Japanese short track speed skater Kei Saito failed an out-of-competition doping test on the day of his arrival in Pyeongchang and has been expelled from the Winter Olympics. Saskia O'Donoghue has more.
Saito was a reserve athlete who had not yet competed in South Korea. He was provisionally suspended after testing positive for a masking agent. That's a drug that can be used to cover up banned performance-enhancing substances. This is the first doping case during the testing period of the Olympics in South Korea, and it comes as Tokyo prepares to host the Summer Games in 2020. The athlete said he was stunned by the finding, denying he has ever doped. But he says he decided to accept the ruling so as not to burden his team.
That was reporter Saskia O'Donoghue. Steve Barragona reports that human error may be to blame for the crash of a Russian plane that killed 71 people.
Russian investigators said Tuesday that the plane's pilots failed to turn on the heating unit for its measuring equipment, resulting in flawed speed data. The Interstate Aviation Committee said that Sunday's crash near Moscow occurred after the pilots saw varying data on the plane's two airspeed indicators. Steve Barragona, VOA News.
Prosecutors say they have detained former Guatemalan President Alvaro Colom in a corruption case. Colom governed from 2008 to 2012 and is the latest in a series of former presidents to face legal problems. The special prosecutor for the case of questionable public bus purchases says Colom was arrested Tuesday. Prosecutor Juan Francisco Sandoval says that Colom's former finance and interior ministers were also detained. A British judge has upheld an arrest warrant for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who has spent more than 5 years evading the law inside Ecuador's London embassy. The judge wasn't persuaded by arguments by Assange's lawyers that it was no longer in the public interest to arrest him for jumping bail in 2012 and seeking shelter in the embassy to avoid extradition to Sweden. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.